Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Mimaron Sishin Yichyu. And we are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim, in the Sefer Orot HaKodesh, Shel Maran HaRav. We're in the third volume, Derech HaKodesh, on page Resh Lamed Gimel. And this should be a schus for Nechakitel Bas Rebchaim Tzvi, Chol Nilvim, Eileha. Omer HaRav, Af Al Pi Shatorah Vamitzvot Mezakechot Hein Et Hamidot, Mikol Makom Ei Efshar Lesmoch Al Zot Levad, Vehechrech Lasok Bezikuk Hamidot, Uvitikun HaMusar Biyichud. Even though Torah and Mitzvahs purify one's Midas, nevertheless, you can't rely on this alone. You also have to be Osek in Zikuk HaMidos and Musar particularly. Torah is great. Barasi Eitzahara Barasi Torah Tavlin. But nevertheless, it's not going to fix your Midas alone. You also have to work on your Midas. The Rav writes in Orot HaTorah, in Perek Yud Aleph Piska Vav, HaTorah מזכך את המידות ואת כל התכונות הגופניות והנפשיות, בני שעל ידי עסק התורה מתקפלת כל הנפשיות כולה לאוצר חיים של מקור היושר החי האלוהי, שהוא שורש התורה, וידי שהייתם של הענפים במקורם העליון, קונים הם שם את הטבע העליון והקדוש של עצמיותם על פי יסוד מקורם האלוקי. אחר כך בשובם מתפשט בגוף, ולפעול פעולת החיים הרי הם שווים בשפע רב של הצילות והדינות העליון. Of course, this is all Kabbalah. But the Rav says, just to translate, is that Torah purifies your Midas and all of your physical and spiritual qualities, because through learning Torah, all of the spirituality, all of the nafshiyut, the spirituality, goes into the Otzar HaChaim, into this treasury of life of the Makor HaYoshel HaChai Eloki. In other words, there's this place up there that's the source of the uprightness of the living God, and which is the root of the Torah. And when a person learns Torah, his soul goes there. And once you're there, so then you adapt those holy qualities, and then you come back down here, and it's mashpi also on your goof over here, and your nefesh over here, on the planet Earth. Gives you atzilut v'adinut elyona, והתוצאות המעשיות והמותיות שלהם מתברכות ומתעדנות. And the practical and essential outcomes are blessed and become more sweet and gentle. So you see, from the Gemara, Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, you see, by the way, the Maharal in this Chedusha Goddess writes, כי התורה היא גוברת על היצר, מצד אשר לא שייך בתורה היעדר, כי השכל הוא שלם בפועל, ובפרט התורה הוא הכל, ואין מדרגה את התורה שלט והיעדר. וכך התורה אינו מניח להתגבר היצר אשר היעדר אשר דבק בחום. התורה is שלמוס. And there's no היעדר, היעדר is lacking, emptiness. יצר is emptiness. So once you're in the world of Torah, there's no יצר. And the Rav here says, your soul goes to this amazing place where it's a purified when you learn. So that allows you to have better midas. And just like Torah purifies your midas, mitzvahs also do. You can explain it even psychologically. Person has taiva, so it keeps taras mishpacha, fixes that mida. Person has... Is miserly, so he gives staka, fixes that mida. So Sisham writes, "Nevin chol mitzvot asher aleinu v'yakar avada asher biyadenu, ki ne'elam emtzei mevim otanu l'shlemut ha'amati asher b'dam lo yisak klal." That mitzvahs bring us to shlemus. In the first parak, very first parak. On the other hand, it says in the Gemara that Für solche Tore ist es zusammen heim, für solche ist es zusammen Misa. Because it's dangerous, the Torah is very potent. If a person doesn't work on Zikuk HaMidos, he can go in the wrong direction. The Rav writes here, you have to be Osek B'Zikuk HaMidos. The Rav in Oros HaTorah writes, HaTorah Mizakechet Et HaMidot. What's the difference between Zikuch and Zichuch? Zikuch elevates the midas. In other words, you have midas, you learn Torah, and the Torah elevates the midas. Yisroim was ha'alah. Zikuch is, this is a beautiful parish written on the Orot, he explains. Zikuch is berur ha'tov min ha'ra. Gilui ha'tzadim ha'shlidiyim. Zikuk is taking the good out from the bad, showing you the bad. So that's when a person is working on his midas. When a person learns Torah, it's mizakech his midas. It elevates them. He already has midas and it elevates them. When a person is mizakech his midas, it says that they require zikuk. What's the lashon of the Rav? Here also he writes, Afi shatorah mitzot mizakechot et hamidot. There's a zikuch, so the same lashon he uses in Oros HaTorah uses here also. But you can't rely on that alone. You also have to yosek in zikuk hamidot. Maza zikuk, you have to see where the bad is, where the bad is hiding. You have to do a special avoda for that. When you keep Torah and mitzvahs, so that elevates your midas. It's gevaldik. Ozalom speak, because you also have to work on them and see what's good and what's bad, and do a cheshbon hanefesh. And like the Baal HaMidos tell us, you know, to look inside yourself, inside your soul, inside your psyche. And what do you have to do? You have to do aravoda of Rav Omer Tzarich Lasok B'Zikuk HaMidot U'V'Tikun HaMusar B'Yichud. Zat omeret, Midot hem hagilui hayoter karov lemaase. Midas are in the world of Maase. Musar is the root from which a person has a hashkafa. In other words, Musar is an attitude. Musar is an ethical manifesto. An ethical constitution. That's the Musar. Musar teaches you what's right, what's wrong, what's a good midah, what's a bad midah. Gets behind the psychology, the philosophy. And midas are closer to Maisa, where it actually brings out the action. Obviously, the midas are rooted in the Musar. Person can work on his chesed. Works on his chesed, so if he's working the mitzvah of chesed, so he does a lot of chesed, and he's accustomed to doing good. When a person wants to learn the musar, so he learns the musar of the chesed, how much chesed you're chayev to do, what the attitude should be when doing chesed, who is one chayev chesed, what type of to do, to whom is one chayev to do chesed, what type of chesedim to do, how far chesed goes. That's the musar of chesed. In the Sefer Alat Reya, on page 4, when he talks about tzitzis, the Rav explains that midos are the levushim of the nefesh. Zot omeret hagilui, it reveals what's in your soul. What's your soul made of? When you start feeling your midas, and you're mindful of them, and you're conscious, and you're aware, and you see what's going on in your soul. Maybe you'll have kina and sinna. Omer Rav, Hamidot HaNafshiyot Kulam Minan Levushei HaNefesh. The midas are the enclothing of the soul. Ha'atzmiut HaNafshit Be'uzuz Pnimiyuta Hu'inyan Nisa V'Na'alat Amir V'Ne'elan Mikor Rayon V'Asika Ishit Kufanit. Hamidot Hin Malbishot Ota, Notnot La Torah V'Tiferet Ofiyah L'Tgalot HaMerchav HaChayim. Ha'Ma'asim Kulam Minam Totzot Yisharot Mat'imot Al Pi Tchunat HaNefesh. המתגלות על פי התלבשות של המידות ויפעת תפארתן. יוצאים הם המעשים מתוך הכנפיים הקיצוניות של המידות ומבליטים את התפשטות כוחותיהם לפרטים. So מידות are לבושים of the נפש. The עצם נפש is beyond us. It's too high. It's too elevated. And the מידות are what enclose the soul. They give it its form and the glory of its nature to be revealed in all the expanse of life. And one's actions, one's deeds, are direct outcomes of his nefesh. So, the soul is beyond us, but to give you an idea of what's going on in there, you have to see what your midos are, how you're acting. Mari Rabbi said, this is a very short shtickle, but we'll stop here, and Emirat Hashem, in the next shir, Belinader, in the coming Shir, we will continue with the next piece, and this is Mamish Yisodus Gadolin. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.